Now, you might have heard of a birth doula before. As someone who assists during pregnancy, there is a new and less common type of doula emerging in the field. End-of-life care is constantly changing to adapt to our needs, yet with our ageing population, among other things, there are still some pretty significant gaps in the healthcare system. Death doulas are part of a new model of care that might be the answer to fill that gap and help navigate the experience of dying. Deb Rawlings is a lecturer in palliative care at Flinders University, and she joins us on the line now to have a bit more of a chat about the role of death doulas and whether or not this might be the future. Deb, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
My pleasure, Tess. Hello.
So I guess for a bit of a baseline, could you tell us what exactly would it be that a death doula would do when it came to helping people through the end of their life?
Well, that's actually a very interesting question. The way we understand it is that the death doula role is a non-medical support role. But how that actually works appears to be individual to each death doula. So there's no commonality in the services that they offer or the training that they receive, for example. So this is really something that we want to understand a little bit more about.
What makes a death doula different to more traditional forms of palliative care?
More traditional forms of palliative care, you have healthcare professionals who are trained. They might have further education in end-of-life care. You also have volunteers who are trained and who will be helping people at the end of life. I guess we are really exploring the role of death doula, who are individuals who have some training, which might be a half day or it might be a weekend course, and then they take that information and play it out to their strengths, perhaps. So they might offer companionship to someone who's dying. They might offer a listening ear. They might discuss practical requirements. But it is individualised to each death doula and what they offer.
The aged care sector, it's been very much put under the microscope recently. Do you think that death doulas and you know, maybe if they became more popular in the future, this would be a positive alternative to some more traditional forms of care?
I think there's lots of possibilities, to be honest, and these are things that need to be explored, and it wouldn't surprise me if some death doulas are working with older people or in on the fringes of aged care facilities.
And another thing I heard as one of the concerns was that apparently there's no formal registers for death doulas. If they're not registered or supervised, do you think that this could potentially be dangerous?
I think this is another unknown, to be honest, Tess, because you're right, there is no regulation. And as we talked before about other health professionals working in palliative care, they are trained and they are subject to regulation. But yes, you're right, death doulas don't have that regulation. And, you know, it's very much the way in which they want to enact that role.
I suppose that'd be something that we might see come on in later if they gain more popularity.
Yes, indeed. And to be honest, death doulas have been around probably for some years, not necessarily in Australia, but certainly overseas, Canada, the US, the UK. It is a role that is increasing in popularity, but despite their longevity in other countries, there's no formal research about what their role entails, which is really the position that we're starting from.
Do we know how well they've been received overseas? Like I said, this was a new concept to me here in Australia, but you mentioned they're a bit more popular overseas.
Absolutely. And I think even though they are more popular, it's not necessarily a more formalised role, but it has become more well known. And interestingly, when I first started looking into this, I used Google, as we do, and put death doula into Google. 10 pages later, there were still a lot of information about, and it was interviews with death doulas, it was small pieces in local community newspapers, it was the New York Times, it was every sort of arena and media that you can think of, the death doula role was being discussed. So yes, popular, but not necessarily any more rigour to the role or formal investigation. So, that, you know, I think that's where we come in.
Do you think that this might be a trend? I don't know if trend is the right word, but something that we see continuing on into the future, that death doulas do become more popular?
I think that's quite likely, yes. And I think what people need to understand is that, and when you're making any sort of decision in your life, do you do this, do you do that? To make an informed decision, you need to have all of the information at your hand. And we don't yet have that. And my concern, obviously, is that people are using death doulas and they might not know very much about the role or very much about the person that they're bringing into their home. And, you know, that's something that, yes, if people are starting to use death doulas, and we know they are, then, you know, it's just worth having some more information about what that means.
Well, we'll see how it goes over the next few years. Deb, thank you so much for chatting to us.
My pleasure, Tess. Thank you.